You're listening to 98.1 The River, Homegrown. You heard a couple tracks there. The one before the last one you heard, Town Mountain. It's Nighthawk Panther Stalker and Town Mountain coming back around. And they're going to be performing with Jim Lauderdale at the Grey Eagle on Saturday the 9th. And I didn't want you guys to miss out on hearing a little bit of that music and also giving you a heads up on that show because it'll definitely be a good one. And of course, reminders in the Homegrown section at 98.1theriver.com. And then you heard 10 Cent Poetry with Sweet Temporary. Love this song. The lead singer, Chelsea Lynn LeBate, definitely has kind of like a Regina Spektor sound in my mind. And I've seen her perform and I really, really enjoyed it. She has some really cool, quirky songs. And even more exciting, she's going to be featured in the Mountain Express, taking us into our Mountain Express spotlight with Allie Marshall, arts and entertainment reporter. Allie, we're going to go ahead and start off with Chelsea. Let's talk a little bit about her.
Right. So we actually are going to be running a review of her that was written by a new writer for us, Stacey Claude. You might know her from Asheville Roots Review, and she's also a local musician. But she went to the Venatu Kava Bar down there at Lexington Station and saw Chelsea Lynn perform, and really great review of the show. One highlight that she mentioned was that Chelsea Lynn went from this fantastic cover of the Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody into a bunch of her original songs that she said were really perfectly enhanced by the effects of kava. So I don't know, maybe you have to have a cup of kava to go with it, but it sounded like a good show.
Yeah, I just think she's really interesting, and she does have some pretty good stories, and she's great at setting up her songs for people and giving you a little insight into her mind. Like, I remember when I saw her at the Big Brown Bag singer-songwriter competition at Mo Daddy's, she talked about how one song was about a fish who's in an office fish tank who's in love with the person who works in there, or like the housekeeper of the office or something like that.
Oh,
it's just like she takes you to a whole different world, and that's what I like about her as well. So if you guys want to read more about that, the Mountain Express out on stands on Wednesday, and hopefully she'll be playing around and we can let you know. A couple more things you guys are going to be covering: the NC Stage season preview featuring Angels in America. I'm really looking forward to seeing this play.
Yeah, so this is the 20th anniversary of the first production, and apparently it was on Broadway back in 1993, and NC Stage has done readings of it in its reader series, but they've never actually put on a full production, and part of that's just because how do you follow up something that's this huge Broadway performance? And then also just because it deals with issues of homosexuality and AIDS and things that are not very comfortable for a lot of people. You know, it's out of people's comfort zone, so I think that that's kind of a challenge for the theater, but they are definitely the right theater to take on that challenge. And so Angels in America will run October 13th through November 7th at NC Stage.
And I already have tickets for opening night.
Awesome.
I'm going. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. And Lady Light Group show opens at Satellite on Friday, October 8th.
I really love the idea of this show. It's an all-female art show happening at Satellite, but instead of being about something like very political or whatever, it's about kind of the ugly side of female friendships, about how girls can be catty and kind of mean. It's not necessarily just about things that happen in childhood, though it was inspired by the local artist Allie Good, who had kept all of her notes from back in junior high school, and she was just talking about how mean and cruel and alienating a lot of those were, and it inspired her to start doing a series of sketches of girl fights, and then a lot of other artists kind of brought their own perspective into it too. So that's opening Friday, October 8th, and then it runs well into November.
All right. And of course, read more about it in the Mountain Express. It'll be out on stands on Wednesday. One more show to cover, one that you and I have been talking off mic about how we're really excited about it. It's going to be a good show. Eric Lindell at Mo Daddy's on Saturday, October 9th.
I just love this guy's voice. He's definitely got that blue-eyed soul thing going on. And I saw Jamie Lydell perform recently at Orange Peel, so I'm really kind of on a soul kick right now anyway. But Eric Lindell, he's currently based in New Orleans, but he's rooted in this sort of San Francisco skate punk That's how he grew up. So he brings a little bit of that edge into it, but then he also brings in the sort of New Orleans funk feel. And actually, when he tours, sometimes he tours with members of Galactic. So really bring in the funk to that show. And just a great voice and a really cool contemporary songwriter as well. So that should be an awesome show at Mo Daddy's October 9th. And I'm hopefully going to have a podcast up online at mountainx.com as well, so you can hear him talking about his music.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Make sure to check it out. And of course, links to the Mountain Express in the homegrown section at 981theriver.com. Allie Marshall, arts and entertainment reporter, always helping us out, keeping us up to date with the cool things that are coming through Asheville. Thanks a lot. We'll check back in with you next week.
Talk to you then.
Eric Lindell for you now off his album Between Motion and Rest. It's called True Blue Love. 98.1 The River, homegrown.